Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Doug hates candy wrapper screening baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies. It's Thursday, February 23, 2023, and this truly is a bonus episode because we've got three terrific guests whose names, coincidentally, all last names all begin with the letter L. It's Christopher Landon, Sam Levine, and Ricky Lindholm. Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Hello.
Let's meet everybody individually. And alphabetically by first name, as I like to do lately. It's his first time on the show. Writer, director, known for the Happy Death Days films, to you and to all of us, and for Freaky. And he's got a new movie that's, since this episode starts, is available tonight. I believe it's simultaneous. Like, you could turn this off and watch We Have a Ghost on Netflix. It's Christopher Landon. Hello, Christopher.
Hello.
Did I get all that right?
You got everything right. It was perfect.
Oh, good, good. And so that's exciting that you had a premiere of We Have a Ghost last night.
Yep. I am hurting today. That's why I have sexy voice.
Because everybody would just come around with shots and say, great job. And you just did every one of them.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I've played games that are tagline, you know, about taglines and movie taglines, because they're often so weird and so terrible. But I wanted to ask, get your opinion about the tagline for We Have a Ghost. Do you know it offhand? Were you involved in selecting the tagline?
I did not select the tagline. I do know it offhand. It is set your spirit free.
Yeah. Yes. How do you feel about that?
I'm going to get in so much trouble so quickly. cut to Netflix never working with me again. I think it's appropriate. I'll put it that way. I think it's the right.
It describes the film
tagline. It's the right tagline. It's like, yeah. It's better than like Ghost Gives You Hand Job, or I don't know. But it's
well, that sounds like a spoiler.
I know. no, it's the right tagline. You know, it's the tone of the movie. You know? It's a sweet family film, so it should have a sweet tagline.
Oh, so this is this really is a bit of a departure for you after all the. After all the horror stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's very different from what I've made before. I mean, look, it's similar in a lot of ways, too. But But it's definitely a movie designed for families to watch together.
That's great. It's when they say from the maker of Freaky and Happy Death Day to You, that's going to, it's going to get people fired up. People are going to think this is a violent ghost thing, like maybe David Harbour's Santa from the other movie died and now he's a ghost.
Yeah, exactly.
But he continues to avenge. But I'm very excited to see the movie. Jennifer Coolidge is also in it. And you must have been thrilled to scoop her up in what seems like the, the Jennifer songs, it's really her time right now.
It really is. You know, it's funny. We started shooting after season one of White Lotus had aired. So she was already kind of having a version of a moment, but I didn't foresee sort of the kind of jet fuel that was season two. So that was a very pleasant surprise. And we have definitely been drafting off of her fumes.
Well, also joining us today, we have the winner in a hot matchup that we had in front of a live audience at Dynasty Typewriter in Los Angeles. It's the star of Wednesday, who is a delight every day of the week, Ricky Lindholm. Hello, Ricky.
Hi, how are you? I also have good. Sexy voice because I just got off a plane from Iceland. So I'm like,
from Iceland you just got back from?
Yeah, I came home at midnight last night. So I guess I didn't just get off a plane, but yeah.
Yeah, but you've become the most globetrottiest person I know.
I'm telling you, it's been amazing. It's been, all I want to do is go places I've never been before.
And these are mostly all work related?
None of them are work related. It's kind of sad. Nobody wants me in other cities doing jobs. It's all just because I feel like it.
Right, but you traveled a lot while you were on the weekends when you were working over in
Romania. Well, that was the best part because there was no jet lag. Flights were 45. It was 45 minutes to Greece, and it was an $80 flight. I'm obviously going,
Yeah.
it's a much bigger deal from Los Angeles to Greece. So, and Iceland is far. I kind of realized that halfway there. I was like, wow, this is going to be hard.
And then how long did you stay in Iceland for?
5 days.
Oh, okay.
And then, but I have to say, so you're talking about taglines. I saw, I don't know if it's a tagline. I really hope it is. I saw the Shotgun Wedding poster, the J-Lo movie, the billboard. And underneath it, where it should be a tagline, it just said new movie. In case people think it's already been, because she's done so many movies about weddings and stuff. Maybe people think it's an old movie, just in case.
It just gave up.
Yeah, it just says new movie. It looks like other movies she's done as a bride. This is a new one. There was literally no other tagline. It made me laugh out loud.
Yeah, some people probably just think it's Shotgun Wedding Planner.
Right.
Or
Marry Me or however. Yeah. And just new. They're just forget it. Just write that it's new.
Yeah, that's enough of a tagline. Let's not, no reason to get clever about
it. Yeah, exactly.
And our third guest today is another recent champion. He won on the very last step, taking on some very strong competition on that one. It's Sam Levine, aka Other Stuff. How are you doing, Sam?
I'm good. Who has the time anymore, Doug? I'm good.
You just got to keep it moving, champ. You're feeling good. How do you feel about this matchup today? Do you think I got some people that could give you some trouble?
100%. I mean, I this is my first time interacting with Christopher, but Ricky and I go way back, and she's no slouch. She knows her stuff.
Have I ever beat you?
Oh, I'm sure it happened.
I don't know. I feel like I accidentally win at the buzzer. Whenever I've won, it's been a complete surprise to me.
Well, the games are all different now, so that's true. Now it's I don't know what to predict anymore.
It really is anybody's game. I wouldn't pick anybody specific to win today. If I had to put money on it, I might. But, just as a gentleman, I don't have a favorite today.
Well, and Christopher's hungover and I'm jet lagged. So I'm going to bet.
I wouldn't pick me.
Me either.
Sam, you better run to the excuse drawer and come up with something.
I've been sniffing glue since 11 a.m.
Okay, there you go. Well, thank you for all of you for being here today, and we will play some games in a moment. But before we do that, I like to visit Recommendation Nation. That's a segment where each of you recommends one movie. And since we have in our presence the director of Freaky, in which Vince Vaughn and Catherine Newton did the old swap-a-rooney, I thought, and especially since, Christopher, you must be aware of a previous body switch movies just to sort of, you know, as research.
Yes.
So let's have you go first. What's your favorite? What do you think is the best, aside from Freaky, what is the best body switch movie?
Oh, God.
That's or one that you'd recommend. It doesn't have to be the best one.
I mean, I honestly, and I'm maybe a kind of a dork for it, but I really liked the Lindsay Lohan body swap movie, the other Freaky Friday remake, which I thought
was good.
I thought it was charming, and I'm a big Jamie Lee Curtis fan. I think she's one of those actors that like is fearless and doesn't care if she just completely like looks insane.
Yes.
You know, like she's really good at that. So I rather enjoyed it. A lot of people always bring up the hot chick, but I honestly have never here's the deal. I actually avoided body swap movies when I was writing and making it, because I was like, I just don't like watching similar movies when I'm trying to do something like that. So, you know.
Yeah, you'd rather just have your head clear to come up with your own ideas for the scenarios and not necessarily ape anything that's happened in all these other movies. But it also felt like Freaky to me felt like, it didn't feel like, oh, we're making fun of Freaky Friday. It felt affectionate. Like I felt the warmth for the original movie.
Yeah.
And I mean, I would assume
what I like to do. I kind of approach every film that way. I'm not like here to like roast other movies. I'm here to kind of like love them and honor them.
Yeah, and also just the two performances at the center of Freaky, you know, it's always such a challenge for actors to do the swapping thing, and the actors in that movie do a tremendous job. Like it's really really great. And I just learned recently that Jamie Lee Curtis was a last minute casting on Freaky Friday because somebody dropped out.
Wow. Who dropped out?
Who was it?
She didn't say. It was a Jamie Lee Curtis interview I saw. She didn't say who dropped out, but she said that she was like,
Judi Dench.
Yeah, Judi Dench was like, you know what?
I remember reading, I don't know if this was the movie, but I remember reading in an interview, she said that she had gotten several parts because Sigourney Weaver dropped out of movies. I don't know if it was that movie, but I know that Sigourney or had scheduling conflicts or something, that she's sort of picked up on some great parts because of that.
So I mean, maybe that's it. I love running with that. I love running with Sigourney Weaver was in Freaky Friday until
I would have also watched
she
that.
Dipped. Yeah. Yeah, it would have been different. I mean, because that's what he said about what Christopher said about Jamie Lee Curtis is really quite true, that there's hardly a actress alive with less, you know, she has no fear, or she does and she keeps it to herself. So what did we end up on, Christopher? Oh, Freaky Friday. Okay.
Yep.
So what about you, Ricky? Do you have a...
Yeah, I'm going to say the Dudley Moore, Kirk Cameron classic, Like Father, Like Son.
Oh, my goodness. I did not. This is a turn I did not expect today.
Did you not see that one?
I did see that one.
We did not have a lot of movies as a child. We had no Blockbuster. We had no movie theater. We had no cable. So I would only kind of see whatever movies people had at their house. So I think that was the only body swap movie I saw for a long time, except for Chances Are, which is more of a reincarnation movie than a body swap. But yeah, like Father, Like Son was the only one I saw as a growing
well,
up.
Well, you know, that had a you know, a nice supporting role for Sean Astin, and that's about all I remember about it.
I don't know if it's good, but I it was at the time.
Yeah, well, I can confirm for you that it was not good at the time, but, you know, comes down to what age you are.
I had low standards and I was in elementary school, so I enjoyed it thoroughly.
I was and still am a big Dudley Moore fan, so I was certainly up for the prospect, but it ends up playing kind of like a TV movie. But, you know, I haven't seen it in a minute. Sam Levine?
Well, Doug, believe it or not, I was also going to say like father, like son.
No way.
No, I was. I was. So I'm going to mix it up and I'm going to say the movie Righteous Kill. And here's why I feel good about that. No one has seen that movie, so I could convince anyone that that is Al Pacino and Robert De Niro in a body swap movie.
Oh, I get what you're doing. I understand.
Yeah.
Who's in it?
Al Pacino and Robert De Niro.
Oh, I thought you were kidding. Oh.
No, that's a movie that the two of them star in. It's a body swap movie. Take my word for it. You've never seen it.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Now I get it. I'm jet lagged. Got it.
Yeah. He made up a body swap movie, but also a movie that I seem to remember not being also not a good movie.
No, it's not.
What about, okay, so now I just want to throw these out here since they got neglected. What about Vice Versa with
Fred Savage and
Judd Reinhold?
Does Face Off count? Because it's a face swap movie.
Yeah. Face Off's a real good one because they both had to act like each other and one of them did it great.
But you won't say which, will you, Doug?
Mm-mm. Oh, I will. I think it's fine, you know, because I love Nicolas Cage, but he can only do so much when trying to act like John Travolta, I guess. Mm-hmm. Because Nicolas Cage is just such pure Nicolas Cage, no matter what he does. But these are interesting choices. I feel like when polled by me on DougLovesMovies.com, A Freaky Friday is going to run away with this one because it really is. Until Freaky came along, it was definitely the gold standard in body swap movies. And thank you for the...
Yeah. I'll be curious to see how many people vote for Righteous Kill.
I don't think anybody will. I think if I say which is your favorite body swap movie, I think they'll eliminate it just on the grounds of, or some poor schmuck's gonna watch it excited for the Pacino De Niro swap.
I think they missed an opportunity with that movie. That's all. I'm
Who
saying.
Do you think would be better at playing the other one? Because they're both have such specific things they do.
That's true.
I think De Niro would be better.
Yeah, De Niro. I think De Niro's got the reach on him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Same fighting biz.
Yeah. Well, it's time for our first break, and then we're going to play some games. So we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back. And the first game I'd like to, I told you the breaks go by quickly. The first game I like to play today is called Streep What You Sow. Hold for Sam Levine laughter.
It was there. It was a snicker. It was a chortle.
I knew I'd get something out of you. The great Meryl Streep has been Oscar nominated 21 times, and she's won 3 times. In this game, I name a movie that she was in, and you tell me if Meryl won the Oscar, was merely nominated for the Oscar, or somehow, because it's happened in her career, she got snubbed entirely for that particular role. So the options are won it, nominated for it, or snubbed.
Got it.
And this is tough.
we're going to start with Christopher, and then if he misses it, the first one, Ricky gets a chance. And if she misses it after it being narrowed down to two answers, then Sam will get the gimme point. And every time someone gets right, the next person in line goes first on the next one. Ready, Christopher?
I'm ready.
Okay. Did she win, just get nominated, or get snubbed for a motion picture called The Iron Lady?
She won it.
That was a win for Meryl Streep. That is correct.
Yes.
Wow.
Did you know that one, Ricky?
No. I'm always guessing. I'm telling you, when I went on this show, it's always a guess.
Okay. Well, now it's your turn to make a guess.
Okay.
The next film, first we did Iron Lady. This next one is Iron Weed. I don't think there's another actor with two movies in their filmography with the word iron in
them. I'm going to say entirely
other than snubbed. Robert Downey Jr. What's
I'm
that?
I'm going to say snubbed.
You're going to say snubbed. That Meryl Nothing. Got snubbed for the movie Ironweed.
Mm-hmm.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Never bet that... against Meryl.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Damn it.
Sam?
I do believe she was nominated. Nominated but did not win.
You think she was nominated but didn't win?
I do believe so.
You are correct, sir.
What's Ironweed? Right. I've never heard of that.
It was very depressing, very bleak. She and Jack Nicholson played homeless people in, I forget what part of the country, but it was definitely like during the Depression or something.
I think it's upstate New York.
There you go.
There should be a new show called Ironweed that's like Iron Chef, but with like pot brownies and stuff.
Right. That's what I certainly would like to see.
I'd rather watch that. You should host that, Doug. Career
okay.
Advice.
All right, let me, I'm going to call my people right after this. Ironweed. Because people are dying for a play on word, you know, a parody title of this movie nobody knows about anymore. Called Ironweed. All right. So Sam's on the board, Christopher's on the board, and Ricky, thank you, as always, for being here. And Christopher... Sam just got that last one, right? So yeah, so Christopher, you're first.
Okay.
The next motion picture is, she made Ironweed, so why not make Silkwood?
She was nominated.
You did it again, Christopher. That is correct.
Yes.
Ricky?
Yes.
Do you know what Silkwood is?
Didn't Cher get nominated? Was Cher in that? No, that's a different movie.
No,
Cher. Oh, she is. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Yeah, I just remember that shower.
Cher and
Kurt the Silkwood Russell. Shower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hated that scene.
Yeah, it's upsetting.
Yeah.
The whole movie's the movie's a bummer, but yeah, she got nominated and but lost that one to somebody else. Hmm. Yeah. So now we're back to you, Ricky.
Okay.
This one, think might be in your wheelhouse, but let's find out.
Is it Ricky and the Flash?
I'm such an idiot. I should have definitely picked that movie for this.
Damn.
Didn't even think of that one. Or maybe I did later. Okay. So this movie now, though, the next one up is Into the Woods.
Oh, okay. I don't think she won. So she was either nominated or snubbed. I'm going to go snubbed. I'm going to count. I'm going to bet against her again.
Oh, my.
I'm just going to keep making the same.
I'm reaching through the computer and strangling you.
Oh, man.
You really fucking hate her.
she did not win for Into the Woods, but she was nominated.
Damn.
Yeah, she was. I mean, if they're ever going to snub her for something, that should have been one of them because she's not in it much. And I don't know.
That's what I thought. Like, she didn't have a big part.
She would, but no. Meryl would get nominated for a Popeyes commercial.
Yeah.
It doesn't really does. Matter.
It's true. Did she get nominated for Ricky and the Flash, though?
Well, let's not discuss what could possibly happen in the future of this game.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. All right. So that's another fun coincidence in her title, Silkwood and Into the Woods. And then the next film goes to Christopher. And yeah, it's...
Catch a break.
Nothing.
Well, you both got 2 points, so it's close.
Sure, but I've never gotten to go first yet.
I know. It's just Ricky always misses right before.
Exactly. I've had to wait for someone to get it wrong. I never get a chance to go first.
Well, we'll see what if the future changes things. But for now, Christopher gets She-Devil.
Okay. This time, I'm going to say snubbed.
I'm going to strangle you. And I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no, Linda Hunt got the nomination for that one.
I just remember the movie being horrifically reviewed. Like, people fucking hated it. So
I've never seen it.
Snubbed. Oh, it's so bad.
Weird.
Oh, it is? Yeah.
Weird. So bad.
It's Roseanne, right?
Well. Yeah. Yeah.
It's Roseanne Barr, and it's the weirdest movie you've ever seen.
Yeah. It wasn't well received. Sort of the beginning and end of Roseanne's film career, I think.
Yeah.
But
Mara was really good in it.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Like, that's what's so, I mean, when you look at the list of movies that Meryl's been nominated for, there's lots of ones that are just forgotten. Like, she just sort of does get nominated if she's even in the race, if she's got a movie out. But this next one, Ricky, I'm feeling really good about your chances on this one.
Okay.
All right. let's give Sam a chance to go first. When you get this one right,
okay,
then he gets to go first on the next one.
So excited.
The Devil Wears Prada.
Okay. Well, she's definitely nominated. At least at minimum. Oh gosh. Did she win? Okay. I'm going to say she won. No. Okay, I would have given it to her. I loved her in it. I would have given it to her.
No, she's very good in that movie for sure, but she didn't have to like cry or choose between her children.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Or join a rock band.
Yeah.
Yeah. She didn't have to play somebody named Ricky. That's always very dramatic. Sam,
she won, but excuse me, she was nominated but did not win.
That is correct. And we go back to Christopher. Sorry, Sam, but if he gets this one right, he's our winner.
I know, I was mathematically boned here. It's all right.
One of the most unromantic ways to be boned.
You don't want to get boned mathematically.
Mm-mm. No, you do the numbers. Okay. Christopher, the motion picture is Julia.
Oh, yes, this is the when she played Julia Childs, I think. Oh God. That's a tough one. She was nominated.
I can't believe this finally happened.
Oh,
incorrect.
Damn it. All right. Fuck.
Now, Ricky's kind of a spoiler here, I'll say. So the options, Ricky, are to say that she won or she was snubbed for a movie called Julia.
Julia. Wait, wasn't the one she was Julia Child? She was like Julia and Julia? Julie and Julia? Or am I...
I'm not taking questions at this time.
Okay. Hey,
I think I got that wrong.
Maybe this movie is just called Julia.
Julia. I don't want to say, but like, I'm going to say she got snubbed.
You did it. You got one right.
Yes. Oh my God. I just never heard of Julia. What's Julia?
Julia is a movie that the she had a small role in with Vanessa Redgrave, I think, won Best Supporting Actress for that same movie. And it starred Jane Fonda
Oh God, I totally got.
And it was a period piece, and it was it was very early on in Meryl Streep's career. Like, but I think it was pre her first nomination.
Because the other one was Julie and Julia, right? Or Julia and
Julie and Julia. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So
that's a great title.
We have a tie between Christopher and Sam.
This is very exciting.
It's so exciting, and it's Sam's turn next. So if you can nail this one, Sam, then you win this game. And Christopher, don't sweat it, because it doesn't really mean that much when you win the first game.
All right, we'll see.
Yeah. Sam?
Yep.
Nominated, won, or snubbed for a movie called Julie and Julia?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Let me see. I got to go deep into the tank on this one, Doug. I'm going to say nominated but did not win for Julie and Julia.
That is correct. Sam Levine, you've done it once again.
Oh, man.
Despite being after Ricky, you managed to make it work.
So what did she win for? Probably Sophie's Choice.
She won for Sophie's Choice. She won
Kramer versus Kramer.
Hey, can I?
Sorry,
I
Doug.
I can do it. she won Best Actress for Sophie's Choice, Best Supporting Actress for Kramer vs. Kramer, and Best Actress for The Iron Lady.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, Emmys and Tonys. She probably hasn't won a Grammy. That's probably keeping her back from EGOT status.
She should just do an audiobook or something. She would win.
Yeah.
I think, you know, now that you say it, she probably has already, but I just never heard her referred to as an EGOT, because who cares? She's more Oscar nominated than anybody. Like, that's the hugest achievement.
Yeah, she'd be like, oh, how cute. I'm an EGOT. How delightful.
Oh, my adorable little EGOT.
Yes.
Yeah, she's definitely not chasing after that stuff, but you know, she must have. Maybe she hasn't won a Tony, because she doesn't. I haven't thought of her as being a stage actress in a long time.
Yeah,
I wonder if she won a Tony like in the '70s. Because remember, she used to do Broadway with John Cazale.
Sure.
Yeah. So
she
might have
won then.
She might have locked one in back then.
There's,
but
there's a Tony that's like a doorstop in her house.
Right? Yeah.
As long as she doesn't use an Emmy for a doorstop, because that you trip and fall on an Emmy, that's gonna
that hurt.
Do you do that a lot, Doug?
No, I'm just saying they're pointy.
Oh. Yeah, they're real. It's a real hazard around the house.
They're super stabby. The Emmy. I like to think someone's been murdered with an Emmy.
Oh. Yeah, and I'm definitely writing that. So,
what's the title of that, Christopher?
Emmy.
You and me. You and me. New movie.
And the murder goes to.
Congratulations, Sam, for winning the first game. But as you know, the listeners know, and Christopher's about to learn, winning the first game just means you get to go first in the second game.
Yep.
But today, Sam, I do think going first in the second game is an advantage. But we'll find out more about that after this break. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back.
Yeah.
And we already know that Sam won the first game. So now Sam gets to go first in this next game that I call the little search engine that could. You love this game, Sam.
It's hit or miss for me.
This one's going to be a hit.
Okay.
Because I typed the word day, D-A-Y, into the search engine on the IMDb Internet Movie Database. And then I wrote down the top 13 results.
Whoa.
13 days, if you will. And in this game, Sam is going to go first. Then we're going to go to Ricky. And then we're going to go to Christopher. And Sam, is going to do the first guess of a movie that he thinks is in the top 13. Hopefully the higher the better, because the more points you get for how high it is up on the list. If you get number one, it's worth 13 points. Mm-hmm. But you just want to at least get points by naming a movie that has the word day in it that's in the top 13 in popularity on IMDb today.
And it has the word day in it?
Day, yes. There are lots of movies with the word day in it. Once you hear some, it'll probably make you think of some others. And that's how it works, is you're each going to get three guesses, but we're going to do it, you know, one at a time. Sam and Ricky, then Christopher, three times until everybody's guessed three titles.
Can the word day be part of, can it be like Wednesday? Can it be day be part of another word? Does it have to be a separate word, a singular word day?
That's a great question, because a lot of times I use words that do end up that way. But in this particular case, this is 13 movies that all just have straight up the word day all by itself somewhere in the title.
Okay.
So it's all day movies. Don't think of anything like Days of Wine and Roses. It's not going to be there. I mean, it probably wouldn't have been either way.
But it still can't be plural.
I'm saying it's not plural.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Or any other. It's just all D-A-Y day.
Okay.
Okay.
Sam?
Hmm.
Do many spring to mind? Where's your head at right now?
You know, only a few, to be quite honest with you, and they're mostly older, which is kind of bumming me out because, well, you know, newer stuff, I think, tends to float to the top. But as soon as you said it, I'm just going to say the first movie that popped into my brain. I would not be surprised if it's not even on the board. I'm going to say the 4th of July classic, Independence Day.
Hmm, good one.
Meh. Probably not.
I think it's a popular movie.
It is popular. Yeah. That's why I guessed it. But I
I don't know. And are people still you know, looking it up? Still
probably not.
But
it was a first word when you said day. So
yeah, but there's been a lot of alien activity, or at least foreign balloons and stuff. So people are watching the skies.
Sure.
People are concerned about this stuff again.
Yes,
so
I'm sure. It's made it very popular.
So Independence Day managed to make it to number four.
Oh, on the list
of movies with day in the title. Yes. So you got 10 points, Sam.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's a strong lead, but there's still movies worth 11, 12, and 13 points. So let's go to Ricky with a movie that has the word day in it.
I think this is a movie. The Day After Tomorrow.
You're guessing that it's a movie?
Isn't that a Tom Cruise movie? It's the name of the movie, right?
Tom Cruise is not in The Day After Tomorrow, but there is a movie called The Day After Tomorrow that stars Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, so The Day After Tomorrow.
In the Tom Cruise role.
Oh, okay, so, all right. So The Day After Tomorrow.
If Tom Cruise had been in that movie, that's the part he would have played.
Okay. Who plays the Tom Cruise role in that? Oh, okay. The Day After Tomorrow.
That is number eight, and is worth 6 points. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, look at you. This is easier than you thought it was going to be.
We named the movie.
Yeah. Christopher, what do you got for us?
Hey, I mean, I might just, I can't help myself because I'm an obvious horror fan. So I'm just going to go with Day of the Dead.
That's a great one, but it didn't make the list for some reason.
Oh, damn.
I don't know how far down the list it was, but. That one's not on there, but you're still in this. Don't you worry about it, right, Sam?
Absolutely. If the number one and two and three are still up there, all you got to do is nab one of those.
Yeah, that's all you got to do.
And I'm hopeful on this one, but I'm gonna say, because we just did pass February 2nd, Groundhog Day.
Oh, look at you!
How did I not do that?
You're pulling from current events.
Well, you got me thinking with the Chinese balloons.
And you know what? That Punxsutawney Phil saw his freaking shadow, and it's happening. It is a long ass winter when we're getting it in Southern California. That's a serious winter. There's a blizzard going on in Portland, Oregon right now.
Ooh,
yeah, it's wild.
Bridgetown.
Okay. Anyway, to answer your question.
Yeah.
Or to answer my question, Groundhog Day is number five.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
9 more points for Sam. Don't make this a runaway, Ricky.
Oh, God. I can only think of 2, and I don't think either of them are on there, but I'm going to name one of them anyway.
Okay.
Night and Day, the one with the N. I mean, with the K. Night and Day.
Who plays the Jake Gyllenhaal role in that, Doug?
I like
spelling night with an N. That's a unique way to do it.
With a K. Night with a K.
A K and an N. It has them both.
It's got both. It's got
everything you want in the word night.
Yeah.
And was that his last name in the movie, Sam?
I think it was.
And her last name was Day, or she had a sunny disposition?
I don't know. I think her name was like Heaven or something.
They couldn't have just been named Night and Day like Tango and Cash. That couldn't be it.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
That would be crazy. But Ricky.
Yeah.
You really nailed it this time. It's number 3 on the list.
What?
Wow. I mean, you know, people have a lot of new enthusiasm for Tom Cruise right now.
I told you, sometimes I win by accident.
Yeah, well, you still haven't. You're still behind Sam, but you never know what could happen. You said you had a third title ready to go, so we'll get back to you in a second.
Okay.
Christopher still gets his second guess.
For the record, I was going to choose Night and Day.
Really?
I was.
Whoa.
Yeah, people take the take them before you can get to them sometimes.
Damn. All right, I'm going to stay in my lane of horror, and I'm going to go with Day Shift, which is a vampire movie.
Day Shift? Who's in that?
It was, what's his name? Oh, my God.
Is it the one with Jamie Foxx?
Yes, Jamie Foxx.
Number 2 on the list.
Ooh.
Worth 12 points. Day Shift from 2022.
Wow.
Yeah, so now we've really got a matchup here, because Sam has 19, Ricky has 17, and Christopher has 12, and everyone gets one more title, starting with Sam.
I don't have any more.
You might think of something by the time it gets back to you.
Okay.
It's, you know, I'm looking right at all the titles, so of course a lot of them seem obvious to me, but I, you know, when you're playing, it's a whole different story. What do you think, Sam?
All right. Well, if Groundhog Day, which we just had, somehow made it up there, I am going to take a big swing and say Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
That was going to be my other one, too.
Me, too. Now I got nothing.
Well, this is particularly sad because Valentine's Day is number 1.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's what I was going to. Those are my 2 at Night and Day and
Literally
Valentine's
the
Day.
Next one.
So, yeah, so that's worth a whopping 13 points.
What do I have?
And
well, that's it.
It's really, it does look rather bleak, but let's. Let's have Ricky.
Okay. I hadn't thought of another one. At it. I had Night and Day and Valentine's Day in my head. Okay. Something. Is there another holiday? Arbor Day. No.
there's Labor Day. Now that you mention it.
Is Labor Day a movie? Labor
it
Day.
It is, yeah.
Labor Day.
Yeah, please. Labor Day. Ivan Reitman with Kate Winslet and Josh Brolin.
Isn't it Jason Reitman?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay, so Labor Day.
But a weird departure for Jason Reitman, though, right?
Very weird, yes.
Yeah,
very
it felt unusual, more like a Ivan Reitman, you know?
It did, yeah.
Because Ivan was a little more, you know, he was less specific. Mm-hmm. He took on several different genres. I'm sorry, Ricky, that one's not.
Oh.
That one didn't make the cut.
Okay.
But very respectable score and appearance today.
Thank you.
Christopher?
Oh, my God.
Did something else come into your head?
Not really. I've got a really bad one that I know isn't going to work, but I don't really think I have an option. So I'm just going to go with my sad answer of the day the earth stood still.
That's not so sad. There's 2 versions of it. Maybe
people are hoping the Keanu one is somehow in there.
Yeah, maybe people are typing Keanu into the IMDb because of John Wick 4 coming out.
Yeah, sure.
But no, sorry. Did not make the cut. So
Sam's just killing us.
Oh, that makes Sam the winner with, I can't even add it up. There's so many points.
What did we miss? What else was on there?
32, 17, and 12. That was a really good game, everybody. But congratulations, Sam.
Thank you.
Should I read them from 13 up or from 6 down? Because you got the top 5 ones.
6 down.
Okay. Totally Family Feud style. All right. So coming in at number 6, Academy Award winner for Mr. Denzel Washington.
Oh, Training Day. Training.
Yeah. We all forget that.
That's good, probably the best one on the list. Yeah.
Number 7, change the special effects landscape forever, Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
Okay.
By the way, before we go any further, if my own movie is on this list, I'm going to die. Even think of my own fucking movie.
Gotta bet on yourself.
Oh my god, I'm gonna crawl under this fucking table and die.
Please be on there. I'm crossing my fingers.
Oh yeah.
So we established that it's just the word day isolated, and birthday is one word, right?
It's actually separated in my title. So.
Oh right, because it's Death Day.
Happy Death Day. So if it's out there, I'm gonna die.
Number 9 is a motion picture that I'm shocked is still, people are still looking it up or discussing it at all, with Anne Hathaway, called One Day.
Oh.
Huh?
Right?
I barely remember.
Who's
that
in
that
the
exists.
Jake Gyllenhaal role?
The guy, I think it's that guy, now I can't think of his name. He played Scotty in the new Star Treks and he died. Anton.
Oh god, yeah.
Oh, Anton Yelchin.
Yelchin, yeah. Uh-huh. That guy. Great, he was great. Anyway.
Okay.
right? Like terrible. Such a character actor at such a young age, but
I know that was awful.
Yeah, terrible. Okay. So number 10 is another Academy Award winner, I think. I feel like both. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Emma Thompson, I think, won for The Remains of the Day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, one of those movies. And then number 11 was the Tom Hanks starrer about Mr. Rogers, called A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Yeah. And then this one, I knew no one would ever pull this one, or if somebody did, I would have been very happy. Number 12 is Sicario, Day of the Soldado.
Yeah, I think I could have guessed 50 titles before I would have said that one.
Yeah, I mean, just remembering that the subtitle in Sicario 2 is Day of the Soldado is that's a lot of work. And then I'm back to maybe Eddie Murphy, because of Young People, is getting a lot of juice and interest currently, that would result in a 13 appearance at number 13 for Daddy Daycare.
As you're going through those, it occurred to me Ferris Bueller's Day Off is not in there.
Weird.
Well, guess what, Sam?
If next...
You interrupted me before I could say number 14.
Oh!
Shockingly, I was going to point out how shocked I was about it.
I'm shocked.
Is Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Amazing.
Which might be rocketing up the charts as we speak, because Ben Stein is trending.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's mad about Aunt Jemima not being on the bottle anymore.
Right. Are you serious? I've been in
Iceland. He made a video in his kitchen where someone else had to hold the camera, and he held up a bottle of that stuff with the new label and said that he misses the large black woman.
Oh my god. Wow, he has nothing better to do than that. Yeah, two people that recruited for that job? Jesus.
It was strange. It's like anyone in his world would say, hey, are you ready to just get a shit ton of hate out of nowhere for no good reason?
It's because too many people won Ben Stein's money all those years ago. So now he has to make these internet videos.
Wow.
You think that video was monetized?
God, that is so depressing.
Paid for by Big Pancake.
Yeah. That is such a weird way to spend a day. That is very sad.
Yeah, it was weird. I mean, it didn't take him a day. It took him as long as it took him to say the words, but still.
Yeah, but he probably stewed on it a while and had to call someone to be like, come over. You got a great idea. That's something I need to share.
Yeah, it's time to fire up production. I've got an idea.
What happened to the Noid? Domino's pizza.
I'm telling you, they've taken away all the great stuff.
God. You never go full Noid.
But you know, the Noid did try to make a comeback recently.
Yes, he did. Really? A couple years ago.
Yeah, it did not work. Nope. It didn't stick.
I mean, not even to compare the two, but that's just so stupid.
Yeah.
Where's Aunt Jemima? Jesus Christ.
So if there was a tie today, I had a fun thing planned that I'd like to do anyway, if you don't mind, just because I think it's interesting. The tie was going to be settled by whoever could come up with the title that's highest ranked, that has the word weeks in it. W-E-E-K-S.
9.5 weeks.
Number one.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, when the pressure's off, you got it.
I'm ready. Yeah.
I would have guessed 28 weeks later.
Right, and Christopher would be mad at you because he guesses the horror films.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Of course.
Yeah.
The only one I can think of.
Yeah, and then what else, Sam? I wrote down four movies with word weeks in the title.
That was the first one I thought of. Weeks.
2 weeks notice.
Yes.
There you go.
No pressure. I'm rocking it.
Yeah, and no one's gonna get the last one because it's silly. They made a movie called Another 9.5 weeks.
Wow. Is Kim Basinger in it? Is that still the same?
I don't know who's it. I feel like maybe that might have been hit, like Mickey and Gary Otis. What's that?
Yeah, Mickey Rourke's for sure in it.
Yeah, but you know, wasn't he in two movies with the woman he was dating for a while? And they were very racy, and that was probably one of them. Because wasn't the other one like something about orchid, like black orchid or something, or white orchid?
Wild orchid.
Wild orchid, yeah. Wow. Anyway, Sam Levine, congratulations on your win today.
Thank you.
Will you be able to join us again this Sunday at the same time?
Honey,
you don't have to commit right now.
Okay, I won't commit right now.
I'll put you down for a maybe.
Okay.
And what would you like to plug?
Hey, find me on Cameo. I've been getting a lot of fun requests lately that have been, look, I'm happy to do, you know, birthdays and anniversaries, but I've been getting a lot of pep talk requests. And hey, folks, just read my reviews of my pep talks. I think they're worth it.
You gotta, you know, before you buy a Cameo for someone, you gotta really do some research and read all the reviews.
Yep. I wish they would. Some of the people leave me lovely reviews, and I really pour my heart and soul into these things. Here's what I'll say. I don't think I've made a Cameo in the last year that was under 3 minutes.
Oh. So you're bragging about the length of your cameos?
You know, Doug, it's really not about the length. It's about the content, as we both know. But mine are chock full of content, you know, from start to finish. Some of them are 5 minutes. And I go the distance for the people who request cameos from me. So give me a try. Let me give you a pep talk or just, you know, tell your grandmother hi from Cleveland. I don't know.
Yeah. Cameo.com/Sam with 2 M's Levine.
There you go. Thanks, Doug.
Yeah, no problem. They're on their own for spelling Levine.
Not like Avril, more like Adam.
Right. Christopher Landon, did you have a decent time on the show today?
No, I fucking lost. I'm hungover and I lost.
I'm just going back to bed, right?
I'm going back to bed. I had a great time. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome back anytime you're willing to take the risk of possibly losing. And everybody, including myself, watch Christopher's movie on Netflix. I mean, it should be there now. So. Leave it on.
By the way, if you could also tell people to, even after they've watched it, if they could just keep playing it, so that it just runs up the hours. Mm-hmm. that would be really special.
Yeah, and they have to, it's we have a ghost, and when it ends, you have to, you know, jump up and grab the remote and, you know, hit start again, because yeah. You know, if you just let it go on its own, it'll try to throw you into some other thing that Netflix
you gotta go back much. Mute it, treat it like wallpaper.
I love that idea. I'll definitely leave it on all weekend.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Same.
It's like Ferris Bueller trying to run this speedometer, you know, the pedometer backwards on the car to take the miles off.
Exactly.
I don't know how great it works, but it's worth a try. Ricky Lindholm.
Yes.
Is there, like, do you think there's a chance you'll be in Wednesday season 2?
I think there's a chance. I mean, it's Adam's family. We don't, you know, you don't see my funeral in the spoiler alert. Sorry. If you haven't seen it. I think there's a chance. You never know. They haven't told me anything, but we'll see.
Yeah. Well, I got that. You know, I hadn't finished it yet when I got the, what happened to you spoiled by the, you posted pictures of yourself with rather horrible scratches on your face.
You know what's funny is you're not allowed to post spoilers, but it didn't seem like that was a spoiler because everyone had posted pictures of themselves covered in blood, because everyone gets covered in blood. And I thought that maybe it, but that was a spoiler, everybody.
Yeah, that looked a little bit more tragic than just, yeah.
My bad.
Stained clothing or whatever. Yeah.
Hey, you never know. Cross your fingers. I'd love to go back. I had a blast.
But not as much fun as you and I had when we hung out in Romania in 2005, right?
You know what's funny is I stayed at the same place that you and I stayed.
I'm only not going to say the name of it, but no. Okay.
But only for the first 3 days. And then I found it. I just walked around and found a different, because I was going to be there for 7 months. So I was like, to find like
a real place to live.
A real place to live with like, mini fridge or something.
Wow. Yeah, you don't want to stay too long at Eli Roth's hostel.
No.
Yep.
That's Sam and I went to Romania in, what was it, 2003?
2005.
2005. Yeah. And then I went back forever.
Well, thanks again, everybody. I got stuff to plug too. I got a Douglas Movies that's going to happen twice at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. So if you have a badge, or even if you don't, try to find out about it and come by and see us. And all of my dates are at douglasmovies.com. I'd like to thank my guests one more time, Christopher Landon, Ricky Lindholm, and Sam Levine. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
And as always, it's a mighty nice room, gets the morning light.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug loves movies.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.